how was your summer? Quick, right? Yeah, I know that feeling. The summer winding down. It is almost time to start field hockey, volleyball, football, cross country. Golf's already underway. Welcome to the 2016-17 high school sports season. And welcome to the first podcast from RVA Sports Network for the new year. It is our annual Game of the Week schedule release show. How are you, friends? Rob Witham along with you. Hope you had a good summer. I really do. I know it was fast. I know for some of you it was way too fast. Here at our network headquarters, when we get a little bit of a chance to wind down and take a bit of a breather over the summer months, there's still a bunch of things that we continued to cover. American Legion Baseball, Greater Richmond Aquatic League Swimming, the Redskins just departing their annual visit here to RVA and covering that as well, and several other things that were going on. And as we mentioned, high school golf, we've been to one tournament that ended up getting scrapped at the last minute, and we went to another one that got just rained out by Mother Nature. And we've been to several scrimmages. We were over at the big field hockey jamboree scrimmage put on by Clover Hill at River City Sportsplex back on Monday. Saw a whole bunch of teams in action there. And it's time to rock and roll, folks. It is time for the fall season. And, of course, the big thing is football. And the big part of our broadcast here, our podcast, is to give you an opportunity to get our projected 2016 high school football Game of the Week broadcast schedule. Now, it's taken a little bit longer than normal. We've usually released it a couple of weeks ago. In past years, we've had some issues this past summer, especially from a personal standpoint that we've had to overcome, family-related and whatnot. And since, as you know, we are a literally family-owned small business, my wife completely and totally owns 100% of HCS Media LLC. We don't have a large staff. We don't have, 10, 12, 14 people in an office that we can just turn the keys over to and let them handle things. The clock keeps ticking and the things keep going. And when life gets in the way, we have to handle that. And some things in life have to take a back seat. And we were finally able to get the last confirmation that we needed for our start of our broadcast schedule in order to bring this podcast to you. So without further ado, let's break it down. We will start by saying that we mentioned at the end of last year, back in May and June, that RVA Sports Network projected to double our number of high school sports broadcasts in 2016-17. We were able to make a major advance in our technological opportunities and our technological abilities. And by being able to do that, we've been able to greatly increase the number of broadcasts that we're going to have. Now, we're going to have Game of the Week broadcasts every Friday all year long. In the fall, it'll be football. In the winter, it'll be basketball. In the spring, it'll be baseball, softball, could be lacrosse, could be soccer, could be a combination of multiple. But we will be on the air. We are projecting every Friday night from next Friday, August 26th, all the way through next May, with the exception of course, holiday breaks that may happen. And we've got big plans for the holidays as well. As you know, come Thanksgiving weekend, we're still right in the heart of football playoffs. And so there'll be things going on that weekend. State quarterfinals, most notably. And of course, over the holiday break of Christmas and New Year's, we have tons of basketball. As you know, for the last 3 years, we have brought you our holiday feast of hoops, and we plan on doing that this year. And we are in the process of getting that broadcast schedule set and ready to go. So we also plan to do an additional Game of the Week broadcast every week. Most weeks it'll be on Tuesday night. Some weeks it may be on Monday or it may be on Wednesday. It all really depends upon the season, the sport, and the competition, in terms of what are the major games going on in other sports as well. So you'll have Tuesday night basketball in the winter. We'll have Tuesday night volleyball and field hockey here in the fall. We'll have Tuesday night softball, baseball, lacrosse, soccer in the spring. We hope to do more swimming. We did our first swim meet ever last year, just before the holiday break. And so we are looking to effectively double what we did last year. We did about 40 live broadcasts in 2015-16. And our projection is 75 live broadcasts in 2016-17. And we are proud to continue to be the only outlet in Central Virginia where you can listen all year long to live high school sports. And, of course, our headquarters for that is our YouTube channel. And this is the perfect time for you to go and subscribe to it. We won't bother you. You'll get an alert when we go live with our broadcasts, and you'll get an alert when we post videos. And that's youtube.com/RVA Sports Network. Click subscribe, and you'll never miss another live sporting event with RVASN. We're also going to be doing more in terms of our live broadcasting abilities with our website, our main website, RVASportsNetwork.com. We'll talk a little bit about our plans for coverage outside of our Game of the Week broadcast in a bit, but right now let's reveal our Game of the Week broadcast schedule for 2016-17 so far. We premiere Tuesday night, this Tuesday, August 23rd, with a rematch in boys volleyball of the 5A South Region quarterfinals last year that saw the Deep Run Wildcats take a 2-1 lead, and they were cruising over the Atlee Raiders before Atlee mounted a comeback for the ages, won the fifth set, won the quarterfinal, and clinched a state tournament berth over Deep Run. Deep Run has not forgotten that. And here, 9.5 months later, Deep Run comes to Atlee for opening night boys volleyball. Tuesday night, we'll be there. Our coverage will begin Tuesday at 7 p.m. So our first Game of the Week broadcast this year is boys volleyball, Deep Run at Atlee, rematch of the 5A South regional quarterfinal from last year. And that, again, will be on Tuesday night, August the 23rd. All right, here we go. Our first football broadcast of 2016. We take a lot of time over the summer and pore over the schedules and pore over the options. And there are several things that come into play. The first thing is that early on in the season, we know we have a couple of windows of opportunity to get to some teams that normally we are not able to get to on our football game of the week. If you're new to us, or if you don't remember from last year or previous years, our Game of the Week also is heard on WHAN Radio in Ashland, which is 102.9 FM and 1430 AM. So on Football Friday nights, we're live on the radio as well as online. And because we have that operation deal with WHAN Radio, we are committed with them to broadcast games that involve the four Hanover County high school football teams. So what happens is we end up doing a lot of Capital District high school football. And by the Capital District, that's the four Hanover County schools: Atlee, Hanover, Patrick Henry, Lee Davis; Highland Springs, the defending 5A state champions; Henrico, Verina, and Armstrong. So knowing that, we try to stay as away as possible from them in the opening couple of windows that we have. Now, this year is a little bit different, and there's a major reason why. But we're happy to say what we try to do is we definitely try to open the season south of the river. And we will do that for the third consecutive year. And we are very happy to announce that our first Game of the Week football broadcast of 2016 will consist of two teams that we have never had on the Game of the Week before. We are coming to Manchester, and we are going to be there live for Lancer Nation for their opening night game next Friday, August 26th, when the Matoaka Warriors come calling. This is a great battle of two teams with playoff aspirations. Matoaka, who had that breakout season in 2015, made the 5A playoffs, and over in 6A, Manchester, who again wants to be part of the mix in 6A South. Well, they've got a major test between each other to start the season, and we have decided that we are going to feature this game as our first Game of the Week of the year. Now, I know some of you are listening right now going, what do you mean you're not going to Hermitage Highland Springs? Are you kidding me? That's where everybody is going to be, da 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 da. Let me also remind those of you from the past and let you know if you're new to our podcast that, of course, there is another radio outlet in the Richmond area that covers high school sports, and that, of course, is Fox Sports 910, part of iHeartMedia. Now, I worked for iHeartMedia for 8 years, from the late 90s to the late 2000s. I am very good friends with their play-by-play announcer, Gary Hess. We like to call each other friendly competitors on Friday nights in the fall. And we knew coming out of the gate that Fox Sports 910 would be at Hermitage for that game between the defending 5A state champions and the 5A state quarterfinal rematch from last year, won by Highland Springs in the final seconds. So here's what's going to happen that Friday night. Fox Sports 910 will start their game of the week, and I believe they're going to have to run this one on 96.1 The Planet on FM because of the Flying Squirrels. So Gary Hess will bring you the call of Hermitage Highland Springs that night. They kick off at 6. We kick off at Manchester at 7:30. So when the Hermitage Highland Springs game is over, if that's your jam and you want to listen to that game, we totally understand. Just remember when it's over to come on over to us at youtube.com/RVA Sports Network or at RVASportsNetwork.com. The link will be wide open at the top of the page, because we'll be at about halftime by the time they wrap up. And so Metoaka at Manchester, two teams we've never had on the Game of the Week, will kick off our 2016 schedule, and we cannot wait. Want to thank Roger Kessem and the staff at Manchester for being so gracious and so kind to letting us come and open our football broadcast schedule there. We have a football doubleheader just before Labor Day weekend. As you know, that week some teams are going to play on Thursday night. A few teams are playing on Friday night. On Thursday night, September 1st, we go to Deep Run High School for the first game involving the Deep Run Wildcats on the Game of the Week since 2010. First time in 6 years, and it's going to be a good one. Chad Hornick, the longtime coach at Thomas Jefferson, leaving there to take the job at Deep Run. Deep Run looking to turn things around after several tough seasons, after they just broke it open when they opened back, 13 years ago in 2003. They were in the playoffs just a couple of years later. Won the Colonial District title back in 2006 and had a great run. And then the calendar turned into the 2010s, and it's been a little bit of a tougher road for Deep Run the last several years. So Coach Hornick comes over to try to recharge and re-energize the Wildcat program. And they will host that night the first game for the new coach of Atlee High School, Matt Gray, former defensive coordinator at Randolph-Macon College. It will be new coach versus new coach, new era versus new era, as we'll bring you live Thursday night, September 1st, Atlee at Deep Run Football. That's our Game of the Week extra special Thursday edition. That's coming up 2 weeks from now. And then WHAN Radio joins us, and the rest of the football games on our schedule can be heard live both on WHAN 102.9 FM at 1430 AM. They can be heard live at RVASportsNetwork.com. They will not be available on our YouTube channel because we utilize the online facilities of WHAN during our football season, and we'll have the link to the games at RVASportsNetwork.com and our entire family of websites, which we'll go over momentarily. And what a game we've got. It is a rematch of a rematch of a rematch of a rematch of a rematch. These two teams have had a rather storied, short but storied history, especially in the postseason. Last year, they decided to start playing each other in non-district play. We were there last year when they squared off in Dinwiddie. We'll be there when they square off again in Hanover. It is the Dinwiddie Generals coming up I-95 and heading over to Route 301. To take on the Hanover Hawks on Friday night, September 2nd. Our Game of the Week will start at 6:30 with the pregame show and, of course, kick off at 7 p.m. We're happy to say that, again, WHAN on the radio and, of course, the RVA Sports Network online. So our first three football broadcasts so far that we've announced, first two of them will be heard online exclusively on the RVA Sports Network, at our website, and of course at youtube.com/RVA Sports Network. Metoaka at Manchester next Friday night, Atlee at Deep Run on Thursday, September 1st, and then WHAN Radio joins for the bulk of the balance of the regular season with Dinwiddie at Hanover. Could that be a top five battle in week two? Could very well be. And that comes up on Friday night, September 2nd. We'll continue now with the rest of our football projected schedule, and then we'll go back because we've already got some more volleyball action planned as well. Game of the week on September 9th, another new era. Salvatore Camp and the Glen Allen Jaguars with Ole Miss quarterback, future quarterback Alex Faneuil, will host the Patriots of Patrick Henry. In Coach Brian Davis's third season, they will look to bounce back from just missing the playoffs last year after having to move over to the Capital District and see their schedule get much tougher than it was back in the Colonial District days. So Patrick Henry at Glen Allen, a non-district battle, that is coming up on September the 9th, and we'll have that one live for you on the Game of the Week on WHAN Radio and, of course, at the RVA Sports Network online. Our Game of the Week, September 9th, the Jags hosting the Patriots. And then another rivalry of sorts that has happened thanks to some non-district games in the last few years and one playoff game from a few years ago. On September 16th, we make our way to Raider Nation. The Rage Cage will be in full effect at Atlee High School as the Rebels of Douglas Freeman will be coming in to take on the Raiders. Freeman-Atlee has become a really fun rivalry to watch, and that's our Game of the Week on September the 16th. The following week, we move in to Capital District play, and that's where we will find ourselves for the rest of the regular season. And we can't think of a better way to start off that part of our Game of the Week schedule than on September 23rd, we'll return to Atlee for what is the hottest rivalry in Hanover County, and I would say right now one of the top four rivalries in high school football in the Central Region. And that is when the Hanover Hawks come to Atlee to take on the Raiders. Now, as the crow flies, the schools are only about 2 miles apart. So it's neighbor versus neighbor. It is literally the war in the central part of the county, and it has been a dandy of a rivalry here in the decade of the 2010s with some classic games, playoff teams, top performances, and we expect nothing less. Remember last year, Atlee had the big, Hanover, I should say, had the big lead at home at halftime, 25-6. Atlee scored on the first play of the second half, went on a 31-point run in the third quarter, and just barely nipped Hanover, 44-40. That's the kind of games that we get from Atlee-Hanover. They had a game a few years ago that ended on a field goal that was missed that would have sent the game into overtime. We remember the Titanic Atlee upset of Hanover in 2011 at Atlee that finally helped propel Atlee to the playoffs for the first time under then head coach Roscoe Johnson. The only time in my 13 years of doing the golf, well, I should say now 14 years of doing the Game of the Week, that after I'd packed up, done the postgame show, and finally walked to my car, everybody was still there celebrating. It took me an hour to get out of the parking lot of Atlee High School that night. And you've got to remember, I'm one of the last 10 people to leave the football stadium every week. I'm there with the activities director and a couple of coaches and a few people and volunteers that are cleaning up and stuff. Normally, most everybody's headed out by the time, of course, we do the postgame show and then break down our equipment, et cetera, et cetera. So we look forward to Hanover at Atlee on the 23rd. A week later, we'll go to Hanover when Patrick Henry comes calling. Now, it used to be on our Game of the Week that we did all six games involving Hanover County schools playing each other. Well, that changed last year when they started having two Hanover County games on the same night. Couldn't do that anymore. And so last year, we did not do the Patrick Henry Hanover game, so we've specifically put that on our schedule for this season. It'll be our second look at the Patriots. It'll be our third look at Clayton Cheatham and the Hawks. September 30th, we end up the month of September with Patrick Henry at Hanover. Now, we'll explain that at this point in the regular season, we usually reserve the right from October on to flex or change our Game of the Week based on playoff implications. So right now, we're going to give you some choices as to what games we're looking at for the final 5 weeks of the regular season. On October the 7th, the Eastern Hanover County rivalry of Atlee-Lee Davis returns. This year, Lee Davis is the host team. And at this point, that is scheduled to be our Game of the Week on October 7th. Now, that same night, Hanover goes to the defending 5A state champions, Highland Springs. We may opt to do that game instead, depending upon how things go during the month of September. On October the 14th, right now, we are scheduled to either be with the Lee Davis Highland Springs game or Henrico at Atlee. Either one of those two should be fine games. Remember, Lee Davis gave Highland Springs a tussle in that second round of the 5A playoffs last year. They played them closer than everybody in the playoffs except for Hermitage. That's how good Lee Davis was. Now, they've lost a lot to graduation, but they've got arguably one of the area's best running backs in Nathan Evans back, and most of their offensive line is intact. And if they can get their running game up and going and get that trademark defense of Lee Davis up and going, they could be trying to give some teams fits and headaches this year. So October 14th, Henrico, Atlee, or Lee Davis, Highland Springs. October 21st is one of those nights where Hanover County plays against each other. And this year it'll be either Hanover at Lee Davis or Atlee at Patrick Henry. At this point, we are leaning to Hanover-Lee Davis, simply because last year when that happened, we did the Atlee-Patrick Henry game. On October 28th right now, we're pretty solidified into going to Verina. Haven't had the Blue Devils on the game of the week in a few years, and right now we're looking at Atlee-Verina on October the 28th. But again, remember, we have the right to flex our game broadcasts to a game with bigger playoff implications in October and the first week in November. And right now, the last week of the regular season, November the 4th, week 11, of course, ends up with the Tomato Bowl in Hanover County. Lee Davis this year goes to Patrick Henry. But also that night, Hanover goes to Henrico. Now, I will tell you, this is a tough decision for us because we have broadcast the Tomato Bowl on WHAN radio every year since 2002. This would be our 15th consecutive Tomato Bowl broadcast. And if there are high playoff implications to that game, we'll be there. But if there are bigger playoff implications to Hanover Henrico that night, we could be there as well. But the ones that are set in stone, just to remind you, we begin our 15th season of high school football coverage. Our Game of the Week series begins online next Friday, August 26th, with Metoaka at Manchester. And we can't wait for that one. Looking forward to it. The game begins at 7:30. We'll begin our coverage on YouTube at 7:15. Our first two football broadcasts will be on youtube.com/RVA Sports Network. And, of course, links always available at rvasportsnetwork.com and our family of websites. And then WHAN Radio joins us beginning Friday, September 2nd, and all games will be on air and online from that point on. So Metoaka, Manchester on August 26th, next Friday. The doubleheader next week following September 1st, Atlee at Deep Run. September 2nd, we get back to WHAN Radio. It'll be Dinwiddie at Hanover. On September 9th, Patrick Henry at Glen Allen. September 16th, Douglas Freeman at Atlee. At 9:23, September 23rd, back to Atlee for the Hanover-Atlee rivalry. And then on the 30th of September, Patrick Henry at Hanover. We will put this entire broadcast schedule online at all of our websites. And if you're not familiar with our family of websites, we have four. Our main network website is rvasportsnetwork.com. That's where we have broadcast links, the schedule information, news, scores, schedules, and much more. And we expect to be much more aggressive with our main network website this year to make it a place where you can go first thing in the morning to find out what's happened in sports overnight, to get the coverage of what's coming up during the day and the evening, and then later that night to get all the scores that you need. But we also have our county-centric websites that have been going strong for quite some time, HanoverCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net, and ChesterfieldCountySports.net. And you'll get localized coverage there, but not just of high school. Remember, what differentiates RVA Sports Network from other social media companies and organizations here in the Richmond area is that, yes, the bulk of our broadcast is, all of our broadcast is high school. The bulk of our coverage is of high school sports, but we do more than that. We do college. We do pro. We are all year long, and we do all high school sports. We do not center on just a couple of sports. We do all of them. So we'll see you at cross country. We've already seen you at golf. We'll see you at field hockey. Yes, we think competition cheer is a sport. And yes, we cover that. And on and on and on. Now, let's go back and talk about some of the Tuesday night Game of the Week broadcasts we've already got set up. We told you about our opener, which is this Tuesday, with the Deep Run Atlee Boys Volleyball rematch from the 5A Regionals from last year. On September 6th, that's the first night after school starts, Boys volleyball action in the Colonial District as Mills Godwin will take on Douglas Freeman. Mills Godwin, the home team that night. And Coach Calvert and company will bring his Rebels in to take on the Eagles. The following week, on the 13th of September, girls volleyball action again in the Colonial District. And this is going to be a good showdown. It always is. Mills Godwin had such a great team last year and such a great run. They only lose Mackenzie Brewer to graduation. She's now at the University of Mary Washington. Everybody else is back. And they will go take on the always tough Wildcats of Deep Run. So a big road test for Mills Godwin, September 13th. We'll have it live for you here on the RVA Sports Network. September the 20th, a Tuesday night, more girls volleyball action. Rivalry in Hanover County. Patrick Henry comes to Lee Davis to take on the Confederates. We are very much looking forward to that broadcast. And again, we are still continuing to build out our Tuesday night broadcast, and we'll have a volleyball and some field hockey. And again, most weeks our second game of the week will be on Tuesday nights, but some weeks they could be on Monday, they could be on Wednesday, and occasionally we might even have a double, you know, and end up plus football having three games of the week. And when we get into basketball season, most Friday nights are going to be double headers. If we are in places to where it'll be girls varsity followed by boys, we'll bring you both of them. If it's a situation where it's JV followed by varsity, of course, we'll bring you the varsity game. And then come springtime, back outside for baseball and softball, et cetera, et cetera. Entire broadcast schedule always updated, always available, always online at our family of websites, rvasportsnetwork.com, HanoverCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net, and ChesterfieldCountySports.net. So that is our 2016 high school football broadcast release schedule release. We are excited about having new teams on our game of the week. We are excited about some of the matchups that we've got coming up. We're excited about some of the partnerships that we have and continue to have. It's going to be a lot of fun this season. And that's our number one goal this year, to bring you the excitement and the fun of high school sports and all sports in RVA. That's our goal. We want you to enjoy the coverage that we bring. We hope it's informative. We hope it's exciting. We hope it enriches your experience. And we hope it's fun. Simple as that. So that is our schedule. And again, we'll have it posted at rvasportsnetwork.com. Now, in the past few years, we have brought you live coverage of several basketball tournaments, including Henrico Holiday Hoops, including the return of the Southerner Classic at Lee Davis last year. And including the StatVA.com Women's Basketball Classic, which takes place the weekend of Martin Luther King Day in mid-January. We are working towards doing those events again. They are not confirmed on our schedule yet. We never put anything on our broadcast schedule until we have everything done, I's dotted, T's crossed, with the athletic directors, activities directors at the various high schools. We love them. We appreciate the incredible amount of work that they put in to make sure that student athletes and other students who are in other activities are able to do everything that they do during the high school experience. Remember, the ADs, why we call them activities directors and not athletic directors, is that not only do they worry about making sure the football game gets taken care of, but they're also making sure that the competition cheer thing event gets taken care of, the debate event gets taken care of, the forensics event, the robotics event, all the clubs and organizations that work at the school and meet and do competitions and whatnot. They have to make sure that it's all taken care of. And we know their time is valuable, and we want to thank them for all that they've done for us in the past, welcome the new ADs in the area to their schools, and we look forward to working with all of you guys again in 2016 and 17. Also, a couple of things coming up as the new season dawns. Don't forget about the annual Virginia Volleyball Showcase that takes place Labor Day weekend over at Richmond Volleyball Club. Full day of volleyball on 12 courts indoors on that Friday, September 2nd. We're going to be there for a lot of that before we head to Hanover for the Dinwiddie-Hanover football game on the game of the week. And then we'll be back on Saturday, the 3rd, when they have the playoffs and the championship rounds in the various divisions. 32 of the top teams in Virginia and many of the top high school teams here in the area will play there that weekend, and we look forward to bringing you coverage on that. We're looking ahead, looking at cross country, looking at opportunities for maybe bringing you some private school football and basketball action in 2016-17, and a few other ideas that are still in my head, quite frankly, that we haven't put to paper yet or to memorandum or to a communique with someone. As we continue to look to bring you the best coverage that we possibly can. And again, if you're new to us, how the RBA Sports Network works is very simple. And the reason why we are the way we are is because of organic growth. We began with coverage in Hanover County. We expanded in 2013 to Henrico County, later in 2013 to Chesterfield. And then in 2014, we decided to put everything under one umbrella. And we were the HCS Media Network. Our legal actual company name is HCS Media LLC, but we rebranded our efforts in October 2014 as the RVA Sports Network to be to allow our name to really tell people what we do and, you know, what's our niche and what do we offer. And so if you follow us on Twitter, our main network Twitter feed is at the RVA Sportsnet. That's the RVA Sportsnet. And there you will get coverage of high school events in the city of Richmond, the Tri-Cities, and surrounding counties. And by that I mean Powhatan and Goochland and Louisa and Caroline and King William and New Kent and Charles City and Prince George and Dinwiddie and Amelia and the private schools that are there. We cover all of them at the RVA Sportsnet on Twitter. But we also have our three county-centric websites that we kind of built the foundation of the company on. We began with at Hanover Sports, which continues to bring you the coverage that you need for all four high schools, Randolph-Macon College, and more. Henrico Sports, which brings you coverage of all nine Henrico high schools. Chesterfield Sports, which brings you coverage of all 10 Chesterfield schools, as well as private schools in Chesterfield County and Virginia State University. If you want coverage on VSU, VUU, VCU, the University of Richmond, Richard Bland College, we've got it for you on the RVA Sportsnet. That's at the RVA Sportsnet. So we have a lot of people who follow two of our Twitter feeds. They'll follow the RVA Sportsnet to get coverage of everything going on in the Richmond area, but they go to Thomas Dale's. So they want to be, you know, get coverage, hyper-local coverage on the nights. So they follow Chesterfield Sports, or they go to Mills Godwin or Verina, and they follow Henrico Sports, or they go to Atlee or Patrick Henry, and they follow Hanover Sports. And so we try to be as supportive of the community as possible. We are different in terms of our social media because we don't just talk sports. You'll note on our feeds that we also keep you updated on weather. We keep you updated on traffic, any pertinent breaking news that is going on in the area that could be of interest to our audience. And like we've always liked to say, we're talking about what you talk about. You drive the conversation on Twitter. And we like to join in from time to time. So we've been known to tweet about Big Brother. We've been known to tweet about The Bachelorette. You just never know where we might come from. And again, going all back to, we take what we do very seriously. We take our responsibilities very seriously. But we also want to have a lot of fun with you in the process. So we look forward to another successful season. Thanks to all of you with the RVA Sports Network. So follow us on Twitter wherever you may be and wherever you want to get the information that you need to know at the RVA Sportsnet, covers all of Central Virginia. And of course, our county-centric hyper-local feeds at Hanover Sports, at Henrico Sports, at Chesterfield Sports. We love those feeds because we can get information to a school community that you normally wouldn't do in a large-scale situation. You know, if there's a support night for the Thomas Dale Show Choir at a local restaurant, we'll tweet about that. We'll get that information out to Knight Nation so they can go and support that, you know, that sort of thing. That we are very big on trying to be as community-minded as we possibly can be. And so for all of you who have entrusted us for your coverage on Twitter, on Facebook, online, and of course our live broadcasts as well, we thank you so much. We take what we do very seriously, extremely seriously, want to bring it to you the best that we possibly can, but we also want to have a good time with it as well. So there you go, my friends, our first podcast of 2016-17 in the books. And we, you know what, as we close, let me remind you of our podcast schedule. During the fall, we do a podcast new every Tuesday or Wednesday in the midweek. And that gives us an opportunity to review our new football polls. Soon, of course, we'll have our Super 6 field hockey and volleyball polls. They'll probably debut mid-September. And also gives us a chance to look ahead to Friday night football. And then Friday nights, once the game of the week is over and we leave our high school of choice and we get back here to our headquarters in Glen Allen and get a chance after watching Mark and Matt on the Sidelines on NBC 12, we go back into the studio and record a special Friday night post-football edition of Central Region Now, where we to go over all the scores and the highlights and try to bring you some of the highlights of our game of the week and look and see how playoff implications are going once we get later into October. And certainly November 4th will be a crazy night. That last night of the regular season always is. So two podcasts a week in the fall, in the midweek, and also late Friday night. We usually post sometime between midnight and 1 a.m., so a lot of you are up late, and you stay with us, and you post. When we post the podcast, you download it and listen to it then. And a lot of you, the first thing you do when you get up on Saturday morning is you get the link on Twitter, or you just go to our websites. The podcast is sitting right there, and you can just stream it from the top of our websites. And a lot of people start their Saturday morning by getting caught up on Friday night football with us. So that's Central Region Now, the podcast of the RVA Sports Network, twice a week during the fall, every Tuesday / Wednesday, and every Friday night following football. We'll get one done as quickly as humanly possible. Going to have one more podcast before we have our first football game. We'll have another podcast middle of the week next week. And when we do that, we're going to look a little bit more into previews of football, kind of talk a little bit about some of the early things going on in volleyball and field hockey, because by then a few games will have been played. And there's some other stories here in the area as well that we want to touch upon and talk about a few things that are coming up during this season that we're looking forward to, some questions that are being bantied around right now, and a couple of opinions on some issues that are happening in the world of sports here in RVA that I think need mentioning. We take our platform very seriously. We never try to take advantage of having a platform, but once in a while, some things we feel need to be said, and we're not afraid to say them. So we have a couple of things on our mind that we'll pass along to you at that point next week as well. Want to thank my family, especially my wife, Bonnie, as we get going with another season here of high school sports. She works during the day. I'm out doing stuff at night and up late doing pictures and posting on websites and social media and doing all that stuff. And sometimes we're two ships sailing in the night and not seeing each other. I want to thank her for her support, my family as well. Want to thank all of our interns and helpers that have helped us in past seasons and looking forward to them helping us out again in 2016-17. If you are interested in being an intern for the RVA Sports Network this year, if you're a high school student, you're thinking about some work in photography or media or journalism or social media, marketing, communications, we'd love to have you as part of our team. Send us a DM on Twitter at any of our Twitter feeds, at the RVA Sportsnet, at Hanover Sports, at Henrico Sports, at Chesterfield Sports. You do that, and we'll be more than happy to get the information to you. And our thanks to in advance to all the coaches and players and parents and trainers and everyone who really makes up. We call ourselves the RVA Sports Network, and we truly are a network. We are a network of dozens upon dozens upon dozens, if not a couple of hundred different people throughout the Richmond area that keep us in the know so we can keep you in the know. And we thank you in advance for your help as we get started on the 2016-17 season. Hope you enjoyed the schedule release podcast. We'll have another podcast for you middle of next week as we get set for the 2016-17 season. Don't forget, first game of the week broadcast is boys volleyball this Tuesday night, 7 o'clock. Deep run at Atlee, rematch of the 5A South Region quarterfinals from last year. Our football game of the week, season number 15, kicks off next Friday, August 26th. Matoaka at Manchester. We'll hit the air at 7:15 and kick it off at 7:30. Central Region Now is an exclusive podcast presentation of the RVA Sports Network and solely intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any other use without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC is strictly prohibited. Rob Witham saying thanks so much for being with us. And finally, we get to say it again. We'll see you on the sideline.